Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. And this time we're taking a trip to the French Riviera and Italy at the same time. We'll be exploring Radio Nizza, broadcasting from Nice, France, and Milan, Italy, offering listeners a truly unique blend of culture and programming. You seem especially interested in their medium wave offerings, so that's where we'll be focusing our attention today.
Yeah, that's right. 1575 kilohertz, to be exact.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat how their signal strength actually changes during the day. So, like, during the day, they primarily cover Milan and Turin with really hyper-local content for those areas. But then when the sun goes down, their signal actually reaches all across Europe.
Well, that's kind of like they're throwing the sonic party every night that anyone in Europe can join. So their programming schedule must be pretty varied, reflecting that local and international audience.
Well, yeah, they've really got everything from like daily weather reports to deep dives into literature and music and even a show about provincial Christmas desserts. It's called Tradisci Dessert, and it goes into the history and the symbolism behind each one of these desserts.
Wow, 13 desserts. That's a feast I'd love to be invited to. You know, I've seen those packages of nuts and nougats in those French supermarkets around Christmas time, but I never knew there was like a whole tradition behind them.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it than you might think at first glance. And speaking of cultural traditions, they also have a program called Natale 2024 in Costa Azzurra, which basically takes listeners on this virtual tour of all the Christmas markets along the French Riviera. They really try to paint this picture with sound, you know, the sounds, the smells, the sights, everything from like handcrafted gifts to, you know, those delicious local foods.
So it sounds like the perfect way to get into that holiday spirit, no matter where you are in Europe. Speaking of getting into the spirit, their program, The French Touch, explores all these intersections between Italian and French musical styles. And this week, they're focusing on the band Phoenix and the Italian indie artist Giorgio Poi. I'm curious to hear what kind of common ground they find between those two artists.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see how musical influences can kind of like transcend those national borders. And then for listeners who, I guess you could say, prefer a deep dive into the world of literature, they've got Colli Tra Le Righe.
Oh yeah, that's their literature program. Right now they're actually exploring Gustave Flaubert's Salammbô, which is it's a historical novel, and it's set in ancient Carthage. I don't know, that's not what I'd call light reading. Seems like a pretty ambitious choice for a radio program.
It is, but that's also what makes it so intriguing. I mean, the book deals with all these like heavy themes like political intrigue and religious conflict, even the brutality of war. You know, it's set in this time and place that's so far removed from our own, but all those themes, they still resonate with the world today.
Makes you wonder why they chose that particular book for the show. You know what I mean? Like, what do you think they want listeners to get out of this?
That's a great question. Maybe they're trying to expose listeners to a world that's different from their own and to get them to think about how certain human experiences, you know, they can transcend time.
It is fascinating how they can use one book to spark such big questions and ideas. And of course, they don't just focus on highbrow stuff. They also have programs that provide very practical information, like Meteo e Almanacco, their daily weather update program.
Right. It covers a bunch of locations across the French Riviera, Milan and Turin, and even some major European cities.
It's like having your own personal weather network for Europe. It's amazing they can provide that kind of localized information while also, you know, keeping that broader European perspective.
For sure. And they do a fantastic job of also highlighting those like unique cultural quirks of each region they cover. Like their Christmas programming does a great job of capturing the spirit of Provençal holiday traditions.
Yeah, I wanted to circle back to that. I'm really intrigued by that Tradisci dessert tradition.
So, you know, this whole tradition of 13 desserts is like super ingrained in the history and symbolism of Provence. It's like each dessert actually represents something specific, often tied to religious beliefs or like local ingredients.
Oh, so it's not just about indulging a sweet tooth then. It's like a whole culinary history lesson. Are there any of those desserts that really stand out to you?
You know, I've always found nougat noir particularly intriguing. It's this this dark nougat, you know, made with honey, almonds, and egg whites. And it has this like really rich, complex flavor. It's sweet, but also kind of bitter at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it symbolizes the three wise men.
That sounds amazing. I can definitely see why that would be a favorite.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of delicious, Natale 2024 in Costa Azzurra takes us on that journey through all those Christmas markets along the French Riviera.
It does. And it's curated by Antonella Fava, by the way. No. But it's more than just a shopping guide. The program really goes all out in like painting the sensory-rich portrait of the markets. I mean, you can almost hear the carols, smell roasted chestnuts, see the twinkling lights.
It's like a sonic postcard from the holidays. And speaking of sonic experiences, what about Choix Edith? That's where the singer Edith Spoon explores all those classic French Christmas songs, right?
Yes. It's a true celebration of all that rich musical heritage of the holiday season. And this week's episode actually features a little twist, an Austrian carol called Still Nacht.
Right, an Austrian carol on a French radio station.
Yeah. I think it kind of speaks to how universal certain holiday traditions are, you know? Mm-hmm. Music really transcends borders, and I think, you know, adding Stillnacht really drives that point home. Oh, and this week's episode also pays tribute to a recently deceased international music star. Pretty cool, huh?
What a beautiful way to honor their legacy and, at the same time, you know, acknowledge how music can evoke so many memories and emotions. But back to music, the French Touch is another highlight on their medium wave schedule.
For sure. This one's all about bridging that gap between Italian and French music. Like, this week they're looking at the French band Phoenix and the Italian indie artist Giorgio Poi.
Oh, I wonder what kind of sonic similarities those two share.
It's wild, right, how creativity really knows no boundaries. And all this, you know, all these shows are broadcast on their medium wave frequency, which reaches different audiences depending on the time of day, right?
Absolutely. 1575 kilohertz, that's the magic number.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're putting together two separate listening experiences, right? One for that local audience in Milan and Turin during the day, and then another one for like the wider European audience once the sun sets.
That's a pretty cool strategy. So they're maximizing their reach, but still, you know, offering really targeted content for both groups of listeners. And speaking of reaching listeners, they really encourage people to send in those reception reports, right?
Absolutely. They want to make sure they're giving everyone the best listening experience. So they encourage feedback from their listeners. Yeah. You can reach them at info@radionata.at. They're especially interested in hearing how well their signal is coming in across Europe. That's a great way to connect with the station and, you know, contribute to what they're doing. But getting back to Colli Trolleri, I'm still so curious about their choice to feature Salambo. It just seems like a really intense listen, especially for a radio program, you know?
I know, it is. But that's also what makes it so compelling. Salambo goes deep into, like, all the dark sides of power, religion, and violence in ancient Carthage. It's full of intrigue, betrayal, even some forbidden romance.
Sounds like a real historical epic.
Yeah.
But we were also talking about Tradici dessert, which really caught my attention.
It's amazing, right? It's not just 13 desserts, but all the stories and traditions that go with them.
Right. Like, it's this little window into Provençal culture. You know, these 13 desserts, they're not just sweet treats. They're like these symbols of faith and hope and all the good things the land has to offer, each one with its own little story. I'm starting to think we need to take a trip to Provence to really get the full experience. And of course, we can't talk about Radio Nissa without talking about Natali 2024 in Costa Missoura. It's like taking a virtual trip to those beautiful French Riviera Christmas markets.
And Antonella Fava just does an amazing job of bringing the markets to life just through sound. She captures like the bustle of the crowds, the aromas of all those treats, and just that joyous feeling of the holiday season.
It reminds us how even today, radio can transport us to different places and times and help us experience the world without leaving our homes. Speaking of transporting us, how about we move beyond medium wave for a bit?
Yeah, it's amazing how much they pack into their medium wave programming, you know? Like, they really are a bridge between cultures. It's awesome how they connect their listeners with so many sides of French and Italian life. Right. And they really understand how powerful radio is, you know? It can be this platform for exploration and discovery. It's amazing, really, whether they're talking about Provençal desserts or looking at literature from ancient Carthage or showing us the music connections between France and Italy. They always offer something unique, and that really gets you thinking.
It's like they made this giant tapestry of sounds, and they wove together music and literature and history and even the weather. And it's also really cool how they do a show for their local audience in Milan and Turin during the day. And then at night, it's like they throw a party for all of Europe.
It definitely shows how dedicated they are to their community and to Europe as a whole. And they even ask listeners for reception reports. They want to make sure their signal is reaching as many people as possible. And I think that's really important, especially for medium wave.
It just shows you that even in 2024, radio is still such a powerful medium for connecting with people. Radio Nitsa really shows how it can be used to help people understand each other, and it makes people curious about different cultures, and it brings people together through shared experiences.
Yeah, and their shows are both informative and entertaining. Like, they appeal to a lot of different interests. You might tune in for the weather and end up hooked on a conversation about a book by Flaubert or the history of Nouveau Noir.
That's so true. It's the surprises that keep you coming back for more. And who knows, maybe after listening to Radio Nitsa, you'll want to check out some of the things they talk about. Like, you might want to read Salambo or listen to some Phoenix and Giorgio Poi, or maybe even plan a trip to see those amazing Christmas markets on the French Riviera in person.
The possibilities are endless. Radio Nitsa really does open a door to culture and knowledge, and it encourages listeners to start their own sound adventures.
I completely agree. So if you're looking for a station that will make you think and keep you entertained, I highly recommend checking out 1575 kilohertz and see what Radio Nitsa is all about. And hey, don't forget to share your listening experience with them. Just send a reception report to info@radionitsa.it. They'd love to hear from their listeners.
Well, happy listening. You never know what sonic treasures you might find.